College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
We're actually going to talk a little bit about it later in the show, but it was an interesting start to our morning because late last night around 9 o'clock Eastern time, and I know Kevin talked about it in the pre-show show, there was a terrible, terrible accident that happened with an American Airlines passenger plane and a Black Hawk helicopter collided in midair. Something I don't know if we've ever seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
And such an interesting and weird story because it just feels like a Black Hawk helicopter, mm-hmm. you know, in D.C. And this happened at, you know, Reagan Airport, which is one of the busiest airports in the mm-hmm. world. And they collided as the American Airlines jet was taking off. And it seems like no survivors.
Yeah, sadly, what it looks mm-hmm. like so far is about 20 bodies have been recovered by authorities in the Potomac. And they're still searching and looking, hoping for some sign of life. But unfortunately, it doesn't look that way. But, we'll keep you posted, I'm sure, later on the show. And if we don't, you can always get information on your local TV or just go to our sister station. They'll tell you everything at camox.com.
Yeah, it happened so late last night. We're still getting information. I think a lot of the questions that people have in their mind is anyone okay? And that's unfortunately. And then the other thing is it related to terrorism? Because we've seen with what happened with 9/11.
Yeah.
And so far what they're reporting is it's not related to terrorism. That's the information we have. We'll talk about it in more detail later on in the show. And we'll also keep an eye on like Twitter and all those social media handles as information continues to pour in because it happened so late last night, about 9 o'clock Eastern. Yesterday we had the opportunity, because something we're doing on the show is collecting Valentines for those living in senior citizens facilities. And there's a handmade Valentines for your kids at schools. And we went to Parkway Middle School. Most of us went to Parkway Middle School with
Parkway
ease.
Parkway Central.
Or Parkway Central. Parkway Central Middle School, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So where did you go, AB?
To, what do you mean?
A neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. My directions took me through two neighborhoods where I just went through the roundabout and then back out.
Yeah. We had no idea. We're like, we're
Green
all waiting.
Trails, huh?
We're all waiting at the school, and AB's like, well, I'm in a neighborhood. And we're like, nope, we're at Parkway Central.
I was so annoyed when it happened one time, and then it happened twice. And I was like, what the heck?
Why would you go twice? You just were there.
The same place?
Well, the second school I went to yesterday.
Did you make it there okay?
Actually was in a neighborhood.
Oh.
But when I turned into there, I was like, you're kidding me.
No way.
But then it was literally like surrounded by houses.
Oh,
I was like, oh, okay.
At least like, so you're like, went down the neighborhood?
That was Claymont Elementary. We went there last year, though. You should have remembered that it was in a neighborhood.
I recognized it once I saw
it. Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. That's good, at least, because we literally, myself, Hannah, and Kevin, were standing outside going, man, this always happens to AB.
And I'm pretty sure I left first.
I think you did, too.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So, sometimes when we all are coming somewhere, we just wonder, will AB make it?
Mm-hmm. Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
For my good news today, you heard me talking with my friend Molly Wilcox last week about her event that is coming up this weekend. And guess what? I brought Molly back because this is something that's important to me and it's important to a lot of my other friends, as well as this affects one of our close friends. And Molly is that friend that's here to talk about her pink tie affair coming up this weekend. Molly, talk to us a little bit about your event, the cause it supports, and a little bit about what got us to this point and how you were luckily able to figure out your diagnosis and you're able to work to make sure that everything is going well, you're healthy, and you're working towards helping support finding a cure to help so many more people than just yourself.
Yeah, so this weekend at Helen Fitzgerald's, we are having my pink tie affair. We recommend that you come in your best dressed pink attire. We will be having 50-50 raffle, silent auction, live auction, and we'll also be selling awareness bracelets. We're having this event to help me out financially, but also to bring awareness to breast cancer. It's becoming more common in girls my age and my generation. And I just wanted to make it known that to get yourself checked out as well.
It does not hurt to support Molly's cause this weekend. We're going to rally behind Molly. Molly's Pink Tie Affair at Helen Fitzgerald's from 5 to 9 this weekend. Make sure you're there to support the cause. We're going to help out Molly. We're going to help out so many other breast cancer survivors and work towards a cure for everybody out there that's going through this, and just know that you got a full team of people behind you.
Thanks, Alex.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account with togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Would you rather be royalty? Like you're a queen or a king, prince, back like way back in the day, like 1,000 years ago, or just the average person today?
You know, I've never really understood, like, royalty. Like, I was really confused about this poll question I asked Brett. I'm like, I don't get it.
You'd have, like, you know, like, a horse and buggy take you everywhere. You'd have, like, servants.
You know, I'm good with, like, TikTok and my couch. I'm good being an average person today.
All right.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Knowing what we know today...
His history guy here, yeah. I know that Kevin's going to really think about this.
Well, I think about this from a lot of perspective. I think about this from posterity. I mean, you think about the, you know, the Windsors, you think about the royal family there in England and how that, you know, that's power and wealth and you pass that on. The only problem, though, is like, you know, I'm like, man, meat was not great back then.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
meat? That's what you're worried about?
I'm worried about food, man.
And worried then, about the meat.
And entertainment. But here's the thing. You wouldn't know what you were missing.
That's true, too. So, good point. Kevin is struggling with this, so it's tough.
I'll go with royalty.
Back and forth, but final answer, royalty?
I think that that'd be a neat experience. You'd have a castle. You'd be able to, you know, I mean, you'd be somebody. The problem is, though, just be careful because a lot of your royals died terrible, painful deaths.
Bird flu. Okay.
Kevin went down this deep rabbit hole. Alex, royalty 1,000 years ago or?
I think Kev scared me. I'm just I had to just stick with who I am today.
Okay. Kev scared him.
Better not try anything crazy.
Right. Avi.
Kev didn't scare me too much because I think I would rather do royalty 1,000 years ago just because I think it would be a more peaceful life. Like, you don't have your phone, you don't have social media. I don't know who I would be because I've been editing videos all my life.
That's what I'm saying. You can live without YouTube and stuff.
But I mean, yeah, I wouldn't know what I'm missing.
She'd be the curator of the jesters or something like that.
I think it'd be peaceful.
Well, I was going to say, you guys have seen Six, so that's kind of what I'm,
There's
some painful deaths because of that.
It's interesting AB didn't want the technology. I feel like that's the hardest thing to give up is like all the cool like all the advances we had. But me, I never knew what it feels like to, I grew up middle class. Like, I don't know what it feels like to be rich. I don't care if it's rich 1,000 years ago. I want to be the richest guy in the room and be like eating my terrible meat at the head of the table. And be like, hey, I'm rich. I don't got to worry. Cause like, I don't know. I feel like I've always been stressed about money and things like that. I want to just be like, yeah, I'm a rich dude, whatever. And even if it's like a cool badass castle from back in the day, that seems cool to me.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's see what's trending, and let's see this headline that's going to make Kevin freak out. Actually, his whole family freak out, I feel like. I'll run through the trending headlines and hand it over to tell me keep it moving or tell me more, just based off the headline. Little House on the Prairie is getting a reboot.
You've got to go and choose this
head.
We'll take it for you, Kev. We love you.
Netflix is going to reboot Little House on the Prairie. This is Kevin's wife's favorite show.
That's going to be hard to do, man. I wonder if Melissa Gilbert and anybody else from the original cast will be a part of it.
They don't know all the details 100% yet. What they do know is it's extremely popular. If you're thinking, why Little House on the Prairie? People streamed 13 billion minutes of Little House on the Prairie just last year.
Yeah, it's like
it was all Kevin's house. But
I was going to say the Berghoff family was 10 of those 13 million.
It's in like every country. It's like on tons of different channels. Hallmark used to run it. It's got its own channel now. It's crazy.
Yeah, Kevin literally almost planned his wife's like milestone birthday around Little House on the Prairie. That's how big of a deal
it is. Kevin has a Little House on the Prairie tattoo.
This is all like the Kevin Berghoff keep it moving. Because is this the real reason your boss schedules meetings? Kevin hates meetings.
Look, you know, Kev, you already got one story. Keep moving.
Dang. Okay, Kevin. Punxsutawney Phil is the 17th most accurate weather-predicting groundhog.
Love Punxsutawney Phil. He sucks. I love weather.
He sucks.
I don't care. Don't drag him like that.
I had no idea. There's apparently a ton of other groundhogs. I knew there was armadillos in Texas and stuff like that. But apparently there are 17 other groundhogs, including some that are like taxidermy and just like stuffed animals that people use in certain places.
Really?
I will die on the hill for Punxsutawney Phil.
Gertie the groundhog out of Illinois. There's Woodstock Willie out of Illinois. Nope. There's a stuffed animal named Arcturo. All of them extremely more accurate than predicting if we're going to have winter or not than Punxsutawney Phil. He is the 17th. There's three stuffed animals ahead of him that are better at it. I'm not joking.
Keep it moving. Stop dragging him.
Sorry.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Connor, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling all right.
All right. Well, Connor, I want you to be feeling real good after Hannah's homeschool win, okay?
Okay.
All right, Hannah, leave the room. I'm going to ask Connor 5 pop culture questions. When Hannah leaves the room, we all celebrate / know that she cannot hear the questions. Sorry, Hannah. Sorry, she wasn't out of the room.
She just ran into the door.
Right.
All right. Connor, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Megan Fox is not on speaking terms with the father of her soon-to-be baby. Who is the dad?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Boom. Will Ferrell recently went viral when he went to a hockey game dressed as which iconic character of his?
Buddy the Elf.
Boom. Connor is just not playing. I love how Connor is just so chill and just boom, like, answer, robotic right. computer. Mm-hmm. Name one of the songs nominated for Record of the Year.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Do you know which Sabrina Carpenter song? I mean, I'm going to give you the point anyways, but if I need to
say Espresso.
Yes, that is correct.
Nice
job. This guy is like a computer. Where are the Grammys held?
In L.A.
Yes.
Yep.
And then what type of animal is the mascot for Trix cereal?
Trix cereal. It's a rabbit.
Yep, yeah. Silly rabbit. Trix are for kids. Whoa,
nice job,
five for five. Connor, the robot. All right, hold on. One song away, okay?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the studio to play Hannah's homeschool. We just got done playing with Connor, who we nicknamed the robot, the computer. Because, Connor, tell her how many you got right.
I got 5 for 5.
Damn. Yeah.
Connor went 5 for 5, and he didn't hesitate much.
Did you cheat?
I did not.
Yeah, he is Google.
Right.
Actually, Google.
Connor, are you AI?
Yeah, Google actually asked Connor questions.
I don't think I'm AI, but I'm not sure.
It's not a no.
That's something AI would say.
Right, exactly.
All right, we're going to ask Hannah the same 5 questions we just got asking AI Connor, and we'll see how Hannah does, okay?
All right.
All right, Megan Fox is not on speaking terms with the father of her soon-to-be baby. Who is the dad?
Machine Gun Kelly.
All right, Hannah is no computer, but she's good for 1 for 1. She cannot miss. Will Ferrell recently went viral when he went to a hockey game dressed as which iconic character of his?
Wait, it's Will Ferrell or Will Smith?
Will Ferrell recently went viral when he went to a hockey game dressed as which iconic character of his?
Okay, well, good thing I asked again because I was going to say Will Smith character. Elf?
Elf is correct, yes. All right, 2 for 2.
I was going to say The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Name a song nominated for Record of the Year.
Ooh, Birds of a Feather?
Birds of a Feather is nominated. You're 3 for 3.
Oh,
all right, you're hanging in there. Got to go 5 for 5.
Man, I'm nervous as hell.
Where are the Grammys held?
L.A.
Yes, they're making big tributes to the wildfires in L.A., kept the Grammys there. So it all comes down to this final question. Hannah, tie goes towards Hannah. She's 4 for 4. Connor won 5 for 5. What type of animal is the mascot for Trix cereal?
The bunny. The rabbit.
The rabbit.
Yes. Silly rabbit tricks are for kids. Yes.
Rabbit yes. is a bunny.
5 for 5. Hannah gets the win. Kevin almost caught you.
People are going to light me up on the text line.
Exactly. Exactly.
Connor, you don't get the win. You got to say, this is Connor and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Connor and I got schooled by Hannah.
AI Hannah, at least.
Yeah. Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
The Mega Mind question of day. According to a recent study, this is a man's behavior that women can't resist. It's non-sexual. It's not like kissing, but like, man, when a guy does this, it just makes a swoon over him.
Okay.
What is it?
I had to think hard about this one, but I'm pretty confident in my answer. It's when a guy is driving, but like specifically when he's backing up or like putting it in reverse and he puts his hand in the passenger seat.
Man, that is a very specific totally answer. Love the answer.
A lot of women like that. AB, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Oh, good answer. Yeah. It wasn't the right one, but that was a really good answer and very specific of what turns Hannah on clearly over there.
I think it's a very simple thing. I think when she sneezes, he says, bless you.
Really? Okay.
All right.
That's a man who doesn't want to do the work. I right. said,
that's
bless you.
That's how to get AB's. It's very simple. Bless you. Wow.
AB's all like, man, he said, bless you.
Wow.
I love him. Alex.
I'm going to say when the guy is cooking.
Cooking. Ooh. Good answer.
That's sexual enough, right?
No.
Hannah. What do you do when you cook? I want to know what is Hannah
sexual?
Like? If you've listened to the show anywhere, like just trying to put together what Hannah's like in the bedroom is very confusing to me. Do you eat while you're
no!
in the bedroom? Then how is that sexual? The guy is just cooking a meal that you can eat.
I think that's a personal problem. You know? Yeah.
It's not a problem.
I said cooking, you immediately went to sex.
There's a Seinfeld episode where George eats a sandwich while having sex. I think that's like Hannah. She's like eating a sandwich while hooking up.
No.
Cooking? Amy, go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just going to say when they make you laugh.
Okay.
Nothing sexual, Hannah.
No.
Not correct either. Okay, this is something that women just can't resist. It's non-sexual things. This was the number one answer when they asked a bunch of people on like BuzzFeed and they came up with a list. That answer is coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show as we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. According to a recent study, this is men's behavior that women just can't resist. And I said it can't be sexual. Apparently, Hannah says you just cooking for her is sexual. All right, what are some other answers
great
on the text line?
Really good stuff coming in on the text line. Teacher Carmen texted in and said opening a car door for them. We have so many people like Teacher Bree, Amy, let's see, Teacher Ashley. They all say backwards hat, wearing a backwards hat. Another one, a big one, like sisters Olivia and Margot say when a man is holding a baby or like good with kids.
Oh, yeah.
Neil says when you exercise with them, that can be really good.
An answer that no one has said that I thought Alex would say is when they're playing an instrument.
Is that right?
Can't resist. It was one of the answers on the list. Did not finish as number one. Also finishing on the list, not number one though, when he gets me food after a long day, hugging from behind.
That is sexual.
Hugging from behind is not
sexual.
Yes, that is.
I don't know.
You hug somebody is not sexual.
I don't think we can classify
from
nice
behind,
gestures.
Right. Yes.
Behind might be the most sexual.
Whoa, all right.
I mean,
this is a family show, Hannah.
I mean, for real, how can you say that's not sexual?
Okay, this is the list. I didn't make the list, okay, Hannah?
If Jimmy came up and hugged your wife from behind, would you like
that?
What
about this answer? Because this is Justin Baldoni in the voice memo. When a man talks in his I just woke up deep raspy voice, is that sexual? That finished three on the list.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. Number one on the list, though, Hannah, you'll tell me it's probably going to be sexual, is remembering stories I told you and noticing those things about me. When you can call, oh my God, I remember
that's sexual.
Okay, that was the number one answer they can't resist. When they actually listen and remember a story, like, oh, I remember you were talking about that.
Rare sighting.
Rare sighting.
Mega Minds.
It sucks that we're starting the show this way and talking about the breaking news that happened late last night. Right around 9 o'clock Eastern, a commercial airlines flight from American Airlines collided with a Black Hawk helicopter. Oh, kind of like an unprecedented situation. The flight was headed from Wichita to D.C., and it happened right in front of Ronald Reagan National Airport, which is one of the busiest airports in the world. There was three soldiers on board of the helicopter and 60 passengers. As the news starts to unfold, right now there is no known survivors. There is a search and rescue crew, and that's kind of what we know. What we do know is it seems like it was a routine flight for the Black Hawk helicopters, because I think the two questions on your mind is there any survivors? Are people okay? And as of right now, no, sadly. And the other question is, was it a terrorist attack? And right now they're reporting it was not a terrorist attack. It was just an accident, an unprecedented accident. It's almost like, how does something like that even happen?
I don't know. That's what's so sad and so terrible about it. I know that, you know, I mean, there's obviously they'll go back and they'll start looking at the flight logs and they'll start looking at the, you know, air traffic controllers and what created such an issue. But you're just like, oh, my God, this reminds me, sadly, of an incident almost over 40 years ago where there was a plane that skidded, you know, off into the Potomac upon takeoff where there were a few survivors. But because of where and when this happened, you're looking at frigid temperatures. You're looking at an accident that almost happened here a little over 10 hours ago. I sadly don't think they're going to find any survivors, and that just breaks my heart.
All flights will be grounded until 5 a.m. on Friday, as there are search and rescue crews, so nobody's going to be getting out of D.C. It is just heartbreaking when something of that magnitude, and it's so like it doesn't make any sense to us. Like, for us, it feels like, especially when it's military helicopter and then commercial airlines, like those air traffic control, but mistakes do happen. And that's what it seems like. It seems a mistake and a costly, deadly mistake.
It's also like really sad. So I found this out right when I woke up at 3 a.m. today. And it is like the first thing I thought of is like, okay, wait, it happened in D.C. Like it involves like military, like was this planned? And it's sad that like our minds even go there, that we that we think of 9/11 and we think of terrorist attacks and we think of, you know, everything being so political and scary that that's even a thought. Like I feel bad because I should have just instantly been thinking about the people and the suffrage from them. But then my first reaction honestly is I was scared because I didn't know enough information. So that's sad that we even have to think like that.
Just wanted to keep you updated. Those in those communities are in our thoughts and prayers. The show is actually on in Wichita, so I just sent an email to the, you know, the people in Wichita. I was like, anything we could do for the community to help them heal, because we know that that flight was headed from Wichita to D.C. So people who listen to the Brett Mega Show every single day and is part of, we're a part of their lives and they're a part of our lives. We're like, what can we do? Can we help them heal? Can we reach out to their families? What can we do? So I just sent an email, but we're thinking about them, their thoughts and prayers with those who were involved in that horrific accident. That's the news that is breaking this morning. It's Y98 St. Louis. All right, guys, we are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show for the next hour, and we're going to make it, I think, a lot more fun for you to win $5,000. How we're doing 60 minutes of commercial free music today is with the secret word game, and you can play along in the car and see if you can figure out what the secret words are. And then if you listen in the Odyssey app for 60 minutes while we're commercial free, you instantly just qualified for $5,000 a day thanks to Y98. So what the secret word game is going to be is I'm going to hand everyone a secret word for the next 60 minutes. They have to use that word on the show, on air. So you have to hear it and see if you can guess what their secret word is. Now, every single person will have a secret word. It's usually a silly word or a different word that you probably wouldn't throw into your regular vocabulary. But if you call somebody out, like Hannah's like, oh, I think AB just used her secret word, and you are discovered, you are caught as a spy, you are then out because you didn't use your secret word secretly. Everyone exposed you. But if Hannah calls out AB and that was not her secret word, then Hannah is out. So be cautious if you guys throw people, call people out, okay?
Careful waving those papers around.
All right. Yeah. All right, so you can see them?
Yeah.
All right. Kevin, your secret word?
All right.
I want you to open it up on the air and just take a reaction. What do you think of your secret word? Okay.
Oh,
good reaction. All
right. Is it sexual?
No.
Your secret word? Tell me, what do you think of it?
You kidding me? My secret word is fiddlesticks.
Alex, your secret
what
word?
What if she just came right out the gate with
it? What if she did? I mean, no one would have thought
that would be crazy. Yeah.
That would be a good move.
Right. Why would she be thinking of that word? I don't know. I'm kind of sus over that.
And then Hannah, your secret word.
Oh,
is your reaction to your secret word? What an interesting reaction from everyone. All right. So now, over the course of the next 60 minutes while you're listening, see if you can discover if someone's using their secret word. You can do whatever you want. You can use weird words to throw people off. Remember, if you are discovered, you are out. If you call somebody out for their secret word and it's not their secret word, you are out. We'll see who is the last one standing of the secret word game while we are commercial free. Hannah, do Do you want to tell us what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kev, don't get discombobulated. Kendrick Lamar isn't going anywhere. But
oh, that's good to know.
There is more news about Super Bowl performers. I'll tell you all about them in 3 minutes.
I've given every single member of the Brett Maga Show a secret word to use while we're commercial free for 60 minutes. See if you can figure out if they're using their secret word or not. And at the end, we'll reveal what they were and see who's the last person standing.
Speaking of, and your tomfoolery.
Ooh. Yes. Look at everyone's
it's
like
beyond me.
I'm not calling that.
Okay.
I'm calling it. Kev, did you use your word?
I did not.
Whoa!
Hit us out early.
Yeah. What a noob.
Wow.
Wait a second.
A real nincompoop.
I think AB used her word. I think noob is her word.
Okay, so hold on. Pause. Stop the presses. Hannah. You think Kevin used his word. Kevin, was that your word?
That is not my word.
It is not Kevin's word. Hannah is out. If you call somebody out and they were not using their word, you've been...
I'm gutted.
They're then eliminated from the game. So Hannah is the first person eliminated from the game. AB, you used the word noob. Kevin, you think it was AB? You're calling out AB?
I think that's AB's word.
AB, is that your word?
Yes, I think it is.
That's my word.
Boom! Boom!
So the only two people standing are Kevin and Alex.
I'm still going to call people out.
Okay.
Wait, do I have to say my word?
Oh, yeah. So everyone,
what's your word?
Hannah,
this is flabbergasting.
Oh, wait 1 second. Hannah, after the Hollywood hashtag, reveal your word, because I think Hannah's word is
mine was so good.
Hannah's
I think you should just still try to use it. You can't win, but...
You can't win, but you've got to try to use it. Okay. But after the Hollywood hashtag, find out what Hannah's word is, because it's actually hilarious.
Damn it.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Yesterday, we got the news that Post Malone is heading to New Orleans as he was announced as the performer for the Super Bowl tailgate. Yeah. Tailgate.
Wow.
So it's going to take place ahead of the game starting at 4 p.m. outside of Caesars Superdome, not even inside, which is super interesting to me that they got him for the Super Bowl tailgate. I personally questioned,
you feel like
isn't
could have
he
been
bigger than SZA? Like, why is he not at the halftime show? I know that SZA and Kendrick have songs together and they're going to tour together. But still, Post Malone, I feel like, is a damn big artist to be like a pre-performer.
No, see, this is the thing about that is I think Taylor Swift has done this before. She didn't do the Super Bowl like halftime show, but didn't like did one of those pre-parties. The Super Bowl outside
but
of it.
But Taylor Swift wasn't Taylor Swift then.
Like, no, she I'm thinking she did it 2 years ago. I forget. It was like a year or two ago, I feel like. But like when I went to the Super Bowl and I covered it, it was like the Chainsmokers and like Pink or something like that. Huge artists do these like pre-show Super Bowl performances because everyone in the world is at the Super Bowl, and so you get the halftime show, which everyone watches, but these pre-shows are like attended by everybody.
They're a real
like,
doozy
they're
every
like a
year.
Big deal, yeah. Mm-hmm. Real doozy.
Oh, Alex just used his word.
You want to call out Alex?
I'm calling out Alex.
Okay. Alex, is that your word?
Kev, that is not my word. Which I believe makes me the winner.
The winner.
All right. After the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah, you going to wrap it up? Is that all the details?
If you want to see Post Malone and what I personally think is a little show, you can watch it because it's going to be live streamed on YouTube. On Super Bowl, starts at 4 p.m. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
Everyone got crazy today. Okay.
I know.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done.
Okay.
It's time to go.
If you're wondering what everyone's secret words are, we will reveal everyone's secret words live on the air right after Usher, yeah. But Kevin just started calling out everybody.
You guys are
I thought
all
you had a theme going on,
bro. Bunch
Brent.
Of whippersnappers in here.
All right, right after
discombobulated Usher. In every which way.
That guy played the Super Bowl last year. Kendrick Lamar playing it this year. Kevin's pumped about it. Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Things got interesting. So we were going to play the secret word game for 60 minutes while we were commercial free. And remember, if you listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes, you instantly qualify for $5,000 a day. Made it a little bit more fun for you to try to figure out what our words were. And remember, the secret word game works as I gave every single person a secret word to use on the show. And when they use it, they are good. But if you call them out and they are using the word, you eliminate them. Or if you call them out and they did not and they were not using their secret word, then you are eliminated. And Alex is the last one standing. Kevin was just calling people out left and right.
Yeah, Kevin was.
Kevin trusts nobody.
I thought there was a theme. Okay, AB's word was noob.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my word, I haven't used it yet.
All right. I will just say this. Alex is the last one standing, and just so you guys know, this might shock you before everyone reveals what the word is. Alex has used his word.
Ah!
Isn't that surprising?
He was saying all weird stuff.
He was throwing it all over the place.
Strategy.
The guy gets it and has used his word, did not get called out, so Alex would have been good. You guys didn't even catch it.
Bunch of discombobulated whippersnappers here.
Whippersnapper?
No, it's discombobulated, isn't it?
Alex, tell everyone what your word is as the winner.
It was indeed whippersnapper.
No! Whippersnapper!
You used that?
I slid it in there.
He was saying all weird words.
Wow.
He said, you whippersnappers.
Figured I'd use it again just to, you know.
Yeah.
Your theme didn't work.
No. Kevin's theme theory was.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking everybody was kind of like in an 80s thing or like, because noob. I had gnarly.
I wanted to hear Kevin use the word gnarly.
Right.
I thought Kevin was going to drop it for the Hollywood hashtag. Man, I'm excited. Kendrick Lamar is going to be gnarly.
Yeah,
it's going to be a gnarly performance.
I was trying to get, there was no story that would have used that. So.
And then AB had the word noob. Mm-hmm. But Hannah was my favorite word to use because I felt like you guys wouldn't even caught it because, Hannah, tell everyone just what your word was.
Well, you guys wouldn't have gotten it because naturally I'm just Western, so I would say something like this. It was yeehaw. Oh. I love yeehaw. I would have said that seamlessly. Wow. You guys didn't even give me the chance.
She's so Western.
I'm Western.
You're
so
always saying yeehaw.
Yeah, she's always saying Western things around the show. Like when I think of Hannah, I just think yeehaw, girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alex is the winner, you whippersnappers.
You whippersnappers.
That's gnarly.
I love how we thought that was going to last a long time, and you guys lasted literally the next song.
Yeah.
You guys went crazy. Speaking of code words, AB told one of her best friends, how about this? Use a code word in your relationship, like noob. Find out right after Gracie Abrams. It's funny, we were just talking about using secret words and code words. Do you have a code word or a secret word in your relationship? 314-531-9898. Or maybe it's not like a code word or a secret word, but it's a phrase that only you two get. Like, this is just so us. We use this phrase, we use this saying all the time in our relationship. 314-531-9898. I think a lot of parents maybe use code word for sexy time.
Oh yeah.
Can't say it around the kids. So they have a secret code word. Or if you like want to talk about a fight later, you just like press pause. So you just use a secret word like, okay, this is our code word. AB actually gave advice to one of her friends because I think this happens a lot of times in couples. For some reason, whoever we're dating, we get matched up and we all want to fight differently or talk about serious things differently. Some people are ready to, right away. Like if something serious is happening, they want to have a conversation. And then some people want more time to process things. And you gave your friend advice because they were kind of struggling with that, huh?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, my friend just had a lot of anxiety. He was feeling really overwhelmed. And she was with her boyfriend and he kept being like, are you okay? And she just kept being like, yeah, I'm fine. And he asked like three times and she kept being like, yes, I'm fine. Was obviously not fine.
Every one time you hear fine, you know that is code word for not fine.
Yeah. And then she started getting mad that he didn't ask more times. And that he finally was just kind of like, okay, I'll believe you. You're fine. And so I told her, because that situation sucks, I was like, well, what if next time that happens and you're just feeling overwhelmed and you need a second, you have a code word where it's like, I'm not fine, but I don't want to talk about it yet. And she was like, that's a great idea. She was like, I'm going to use meatball. I don't know why she chose that.
Meatball.
But she uses meatball now with her boyfriend.
So that way he doesn't feel like he's hearing that's fine. Because sometimes us guys, we're idiots. Like,
yeah.
We really want you to be direct. So if you say that's fine, like, okay,
just
maybe
like,
maybe she
anxiety,
really is fine.
I need a sec, meatball.
Because my wife and I are like that too. Like, I don't need as much time to process things. I like flip a switch. I want to talk. If we're in an argument, let's just talk it out right away. Or if she's feeling stressed, like, let's just address it and try to move on. Or she takes more time to process things. So I do think that's a conversation for a lot of couples. And if you tell us guys we're fine, we know that we've been told that a lot. That means you're not fine.
Red flag.
But then eventually we just kind of forget. Like, well, she told me she was fine. I know.
Right.
What more can I do?
Yeah, what can I do? So that's a good, interesting code word.
I'm a very, like, termy person. I always, every single time I've ever even dated a guy, I call them by a nickname. I never call them by, like, their real name. So I have a lot of terms and stuff that I've used before. Mm. One of my exes, we would say, instead of saying, like, I love you to each other, we would say Loma Loma. That's all we would
say. Loma Loma? Why?
And that means it stood for clearly it didn't stand for anything because we're not together anymore. But it stood for love of my life, love of my everything.
Wow.
So we would say that. And
that's
then,
adorable. I'm surprised you guys didn't make it.
Yeah. I know, right? Damn, that's like heartbreaking to hear that we would say that and it didn't work. But and then another one, it would be a term for hooking up. We would call it basket time.
Why?
Because
what do you got in the basket, Hannah?
He had this cat that, like, as a reward, if the cat was good, the cat would, like, get to play in a basket, and it would make the cat so happy. I'm like, oh, okay. And so then, I don't know, it just turned into basket time.
A whole different cat.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No doubt.
Yeah. Those are my little terms I use.
You know, it's
not
funny.
Anymore. They're retired.
But. Sarah and I really don't need terms because she's very direct.
Oh, good. And, so yes. She doesn't use the that's fine. That's hey, are fine. You okay? No.
That's fine. And the only thing I can think of is the one we use a lot is if you play your cards right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you play your cards right, which could mean anything.
Yeah. And you never do.
Right. If you play your cards right, I'll let you eat dessert tonight. Right. That's not sexual. That's legit.
Mine's cucaracha.
Cucaracha?
Mm-hmm. It does translate to cockroach.
All right.
Well, I didn't know. I had my eyes. I'm like, dump button.
You know, like the song La Cucaracha. I don't know. It just kind of, it's
that's
kinda,
like your term of endearment for each other?
Yeah. You
nothing
know,
like
or does
it
stand for something?
No,
else.
It's just, that's like, term that's just kind of it. When, you know, when we say, like, we'll be hollering out, like, Cucaracha.
All know? Right.
It's kind of, you know, hey, we got
a
our
cute
own thing.
Cockroach. Yeah.
Yeah. Every, a cute cockroach.
A
exactly.
Cute cockroach. Do you have a term of endearment, a phrase or a saying, a code word in your relationship? Maybe it means press pause. Talk about this later. Maybe it means sexy time. 314-531-9898. Do you have a code word or a phrase in your relationship that, you know, just fits you guys? It's just your, specifically for your relationship. 314-531-9898. AB actually just recently given this advice to one of her friends.
Yeah, my friend decided to use the word meatball to basically mean, like, I'm fine, I'm not fine, I'm overwhelmed, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, because, you know it's the most classic saying ever, that if a girl tells you or a woman tells you, I'm fine, it means I'm not fine. Mm-hmm. But us guys, we still screw it up. You say, I'm fine, all right, because she's fine. And it's not just in relationships. Jen had called in, and we just lost her. She said she uses a code word for when different people pick up her kids at school to make sure, like, they know, like, oh, it's going to be like, and so when the kids,
oh,
and so that was, I thought, really, really smart. Brilliant. So the kid knows, oh, this person's here for me. They know the code word with the family. So you can use it in different ways within your family. I thought that was super interesting.
Yeah.
Paul, you've been married for 41 years and you got a code word and a phrase for your wife.
Yeah. Like I said, that, you know, I started calling her Boo, basically, and my daughters, basically, because of that little bear in the cartoon. I forgot the name of the bear that, you know, he's the
Sully.
Son of. I'm sorry?
Sully from Monsters, Inc., and then he has Boo?
Yeah, I have Boo. So, in other words, I just thought it was a cute word, and now we've been using that for some 30-some years. We use it on cards, we use it on text, we use it everywhere. We just... That's spelled B-O-O, you know, just like Boo. But it's supposed to be that little bear in the cartoon. And, you know, I just thought it was cute. And I thought it was, you know, appropriate for her and for the daughters. And now I call the dog Boo. Because
everyone's going, wow.
Hannah, it wasn't Monsters, Inc. Boo. Because you're talking, because everyone says, like, you're my Boo thing and stuff like that. You're talking of the originator of Boo. Paul is 40 years ago.
He's the OG.
He's the OG.
Sorry.
We all call each other
Monsters, Inc. took that idea from you and your wife.
Paul is the OG Boo caller of his girl. You're talking to the originator. That's so funny. Stephanie, you have a term for your relationship when you need space, kind of like AB's friend, huh?
Yeah. So whenever we just need space, whether it be like tap out with the kids or, you know, each other, we just say poof. Be gone.
Oh.
Easy
as
that, right to the point.
I wish. Sometimes you're like, poof, I really wish I could be gone. Like Houdini up on out of here. I love that, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Poof, see you out of here.
Yeah. Be gone.
Sam, what's the phrase or code word that you have with your significant other?
Yeah, so I wouldn't really say it's a code word, but after sexy time, we say good game and we shake hands. No idea how it started.
Wow. Damn.
Wow.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Guys, no one's ever said that to me before. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had a good game. Yeah.
Good game. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Hit the showers.
Yeah, hit the showers. That was a good
Kevin
game, guys.
Kevin Burgoff.
Sam, that's hilarious. Thank you so much for the call. Good game, Sam. We are still commercial-free on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Over the course of the next 2 minutes, I'm just going to read off some headlines. And Hannah, you tell me which ones people need to hear details on and which ones I can skip over, okay? A man was clocked going 130 miles per hour, saying he wanted to get home to...
You know, I might have seen this last night. Cussed him out a little bit. Keep moving.
All right. It was Kat. Expedia travel hacks.
We'll take it.
Okay. So Expedia has revealed some of their travel hacks. The best day to book flights is Sunday. They're usually about 6% lower and 17% lower for international. The cheapest month to travel, despite a lot of people taking vacations right before back to school, is actually August.
Really?
Yep. The quietest day to travel, like if you're like, hey, I don't want a busy airport, it's Tuesdays. The ideal booking window isn't as far as you think. A lot of people are like, oh, you got to book way out in advance. It's usually book domestic flights between 1 to 3 months in advance, and you're going to get the cheapest rate possible. Hmm. And morning flights are less likely to be canceled. Taylor Swift Super Bowl bets.
Oh, boy. What can you bet on? Like, just what she wears?
Literally, you can bet on anything. But, yeah, you can wager on who she'll be sitting next to, what Ooh. She'll wear, what jewelry she'll be have on, how many times a camera will pan over to her,
Ooh,
how many times she'll hug Mama Kelsey.
Those are all really good ones. And if someone's betting on her jewelry, she has been wearing, like, a snake reputation necklace recently.
Well, all right. Hannah with the inside scoop. There you go.
Put that on there.
Twix is offering you a chance to win 2 gold bars, but you just can't watch Super Bowl commercials.
AB, you should do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, because AB
you
says she's going to, she's not watching the Super Bowl. So Twix has announced a contest that you can actually watch the Super Bowl, but during every commercial break, you cannot watch the commercials. How you prove it? Is you actually go online during the commercials and you'll do a staring contest with another person. Whoever wins the staring contest wins 2 gold bars.
Why, though?
Wow.
Like, why?
So they're saying no other commercials. The only person you pay attention to is Twix. This is the only thing you're watching. It's the only marketing campaign. Mm. So, yeah, you don't watch other companies. You just pay attention to Twix. You do a staring contest. Probably going to have Twix all
they
over
it.
They
are very creative
yeah,
to
but
have.
But which Twix? The left Twix or the right Twix?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Look, AB has been single for what feels like forever.
Yep.
So if you know somebody who you think would be a good match, you're just like, my brother would be a great guy. I got this cousin. He's a hunk. 314-531-9898. With Valentine's Day approaching, we don't want AB to be alone anymore. We need to find her a man because we just found out. I feel like AB's never been kissed. We're looking for someone to...
Kiss me.
We need AB to get kissed again. Yeah, this is the type of love we're looking for her.
Strike up the band and make the fireflies dance. Silver moon sparkling. So kiss me.
She needs someone to kiss. It's been over a year,
yeah.
Guys, since AB has kissed anyone.
It's been over a year, and I don't even know if I know how to do it anymore. Whoa!
I probably... What do you mean it's been over a year?
It's been over a year. I've been in this stage of my life where I'm like, I'm going to let God bring them to me. And so far, he's decided to not do that.
God said, you ain't ready, girl. You don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So this is God saying, if so you call, you are basically God's communicator.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you have it. When's the last time you kissed a guy?
Last January, it was one of the dates I went on for AB's 8 Crazy Dates. It was the last one I went on. And we like kissed outside of the restaurant. We talked about that like a year ago.
Oh my God, I forgot about
that.
Wow, that was it?
Yeah, and then the waiter came out and like saw us kissing in the parking lot, and then I never saw him again.
I cannot believe it's been over a year.
How about that? Yeah.
Wow. You were someone who was like kissing people in the middle of like parades. You didn't even
know
kissing strangers.
Random strangers.
You are a
kissing
queen.
I'm a changed woman. What can I say?
Yeah, now she can't buy a kiss. Alex, I feel has kissed more dudes than you have.
I have. I have kissed more guys in the last year than you've kissed.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have. kiss my best friend. I figured
it was his way. Alex has gotten more action from dudes than you have.
Wow. It was like his rehearsal dinner or something, and we had just
sort of make it out.
That's iconic.
I just walked in, and I was like, I told Annie, I was like, I don't even think
I told my fiance, by the way.
Don't worry about it, babe. I'm going to kiss another dude.
I told her. I think I thought in my head, I'm going to walk in here, and when we say hello, I'm just going to lean in for the kiss, because I knew he wouldn't. He'd be like, he'd think it was as funny as I thought it was. I went right in. The whole family was there. I said, Tyler, how are you? Kissed him right. Quick peck on the lips. The joke delivered exactly as I thought it was going. I mean, everybody thought it was great.
I think that's hilarious. Wow.
So, AB, how does it feel to kiss the least amount of dudes in the room?
I mean, it's a weird feeling.
I mean, do you, miss it?
I don't miss it at all. I'm just like,
no one's
going
to stop saying things. We're trying to find you a man, and you're saying things that are just.
Well, it's going
to
take the right guy.
No, I feel like now no one's calling in.
Oh, great.
If you think you could crack this code,
you
over
have to be God's chosen one. Yeah.
If you think you're God, you know God's chosen one, or you are that. We're looking for a hottie, though. That's what I think she needs. I feel like if a sexy looking nerd,
yeah,
because that's your type. What's your type?
I mean, I love nerdy guys.
Yeah, so if you know, a sexy-looking nerd, what's the guy who was at the Olympics? The pommel horse guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's yeah. AB's
I was
type.
Not
that's
into it. Him, but Hannah told me it looks like the kind of guy that would break my heart.
Yes, that guy.
I'm not wrong. Not wrong. Pommel horse dude would do it to me.
Pommel horse dude. You know somebody who's just, sweet and innocent and just sexy. That AB will finally kiss a guy again. That's the chosen one. We're looking for it. If you know somebody who you think, AB, I think I got the perfect match, we're willing to hear it out. 314-531-9898. If you know Zac Efron or something. I was thinking about why AB hasn't kissed anyone in over a year. That seems crazy to me that it's been over a year. And one of the things I think that happens with AB is that sometimes we just overthink it. You're looking for perfection. And all we really need, just to get her back on track here, is a super hottie. We need a Mick hottie that, so that's what I think we should do. If you know somebody who you think is good looking, we'll open up our DMs and we can't overthink it. We just go, hey, would you make out with this guy? Would you kiss this guy? He's a hottie.
Make a quick little roster.
Right, yeah. Right. We need to create a roster for AB. So we'll open up our DMs. If you know someone who follows us on Instagram, Brett Mega Show, send us your thirst traps. DMs are open.
I just put out a wanted poster for AB's thirst traps. Or for someone to send her thirst traps. Yeah. AB's not sending them back.
Right. I'm not sending them back.
It's not
going to
be reciprocated right now. Is this what I'm saying?
Not at this time.
We need to get back in the game. Right. So this is what we're going to do. If you know somebody who you think is just a super hottie, you can give us a call at 314-531-9898. You can pitch them to AB, or we can just open up the DMs with our wanted poster. And that way, it just takes all the pressure off.
Yeah.
No pressure. Mm-hmm. Just this guy makes me thirsty, and I'm just going to get a little sip of water. We're not asking you to go fully swimming, but we just want you to drink the water glass again. AB?
It's 2025. It's a creepy way to put it. It's basically taking all of the fluff out of Hinge or Tinder, and you send her a picture. If you're cute, you maybe got a chance.
Hannah's loving this because Hannah's going to be the one checking the gyms.
I run the Instagram account, so I can see all the thirst traps too, so I'm excited.
If you know a hottie, send it to AB. If you know a single person that can get her back kissing again, because she said, what'd you say? It's going to take the right person.
The right person.
If you think you can figure out a way to correct this code, 314-531-9898, or send a picture and say, does that crack the code? I don't know if we're allowed to solicit for pictures. I don't know.
No, right. Probably not.
Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, The Brett Mega Show. Doja Cat needs to know. We're commercial-free on The Brett Mega Show for 60 minutes every single day. And if you listen on the Odyssey app for that 60 minutes, you can qualify for $5,000 a day. Just for listening on the Odyssey app, once you hit that 60-minute mark, you qualify for $5,000 a day. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So Chapel Roan isn't necessarily known to be the best of her fans, but she might be turning a new leaf. I'll explain why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So
I'll be the first one to admit, when it comes to Chapel Roan, I kind of have like a bad taste in my mouth. She's been known to not be like the kindest or treat her fans the best. But she recently made an Instagram post ahead of the Grammys that showed a ton of appreciation, which is a side of her that I personally haven't seen, so I was really glad to see it. She posted a selfie with the caption, "It's Grammy week. I'm very emo. My heart feels warm and fuzzy with all the support I've been given this year. I hope you can understand that this has been incredible and scary and spiritual and confusing. I've been crying tears of joy and grief and feeling loved and lonely and free. Ultimately, I'm grateful for every single one of you who gave my music a little spin and showed up to all the shows and festivals. Just know, when I'm up on stage, all I'm really feeling in my heart is love to the queer community, especially in those places where it's unsafe to be yourself." So I'm very impressed with Chapel coming out and like showing appreciation and describing like what she feels on stage, because sometimes I feel like her fans are not appreciated. So to know that she does have like care and she feels supported and it means a lot to her and she cries those tears of joy makes me feel comforted as someone who enjoys her music.
You know, she's a weird one for me because I agree with you. Like, sometimes she can be frustrating because she seems so rude to her fans or rude to paparazzi. But I also think the fame came fast for her.
Very, very fast.
And she comes across to me, like, I'm not, like, the biggest Chapel Roan fan, so I don't really know. But she comes across really artsy, like someone who's making music for the sake of making music. Mm-hmm. And then their music was so good, she became famous. That being famous wasn't her goal. Her goal was to make music, and that's what made her famous. And so the fame was really hard for her. So there's a part of me that feels like, I get it. Like, I understand that it was hard for you. Mm. And this post, to me, kind of shows that, like, she does appreciate everything that comes with it. And sometimes that's good and bad and ugly, and she does get it. Like, that, I thought it was a really well-written comment from her.
Despite her sometimes crappy attitude, you can't deny that she's, like, so incredibly talented in her craft. This year, she's nominated for a ton of Grammys, including, like, the big four of the Grammys. Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best New Artist. I mean, huge for someone who just kind of started in the music scene. So I do understand that the fame could be overwhelming. I can't imagine that I would treat someone that way. So I don't love her behavior sometimes.
And I just want to highlight, she is nominated in a year that is one of the biggest years we've ever had. Taylor, Beyonce, Billy, all released albums this year. And Chapel Roan is in the same category with the same nominations as those girls. Like, wow.
She's incredibly talented. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer. Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can get the answer correct. Women are 3 times more likely to do this than men.
Oh, for me, this is an easy one. I might be more than 3 times, but I'm going to say overthink.
Overthink.
Ooh.
Kevin.
I know you're not going to like the answer. I'm going to say cheat.
Whoa.
Kevin.
Women are 3 times more likely to cheat.
Women, huh?
I'm going to say make the reservation for dinner.
Ooh, like they call and make the reservation. AB.
I'm going to say drive.
Drive.
Ooh, I like that.
I love to drive.
I think it was actually opposite. We had that as men were. But AB's the closest. Something with doing in the car, actually. Women are 3 times more likely
in the car.
You can cheat in the car.
You can.
848, I'll tell you what the answer is.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answers to the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Women are 3 times more likely to do this than men. I said AB was the closest, and you said it was what?
I said driving.
It's actually, I think men actually drive more, but women wear their seatbelt more.
Well, oh, good really? For us.
Yes, women smart. 3 times more likely
men,
to wear.
Men, you better buckle up.
They're smarter. Yeah.
Like, men, like, is it not manly to wear a seatbelt? Like, what? I don't need a seatbelt. I'm a man. Like, ridiculous. Yes, men 3 times more likely to wear a seatbelt.
Idiots.
Mega Minds.
Crazy to think that music's biggest night, the Grammys, happen this weekend. February 2nd will be the Grammys. Trevor Noah hosting it again. I feel like he's hosted it like every single year. It's like his 5th time hosting it. And they're saying this is one of the biggest lineups ever to be nominated because some of the biggest names are nominated. This year alone in like the Album of the Year category and most of the categories, it has Billie Eilish, who has dominated the Grammys. It has Beyonce, who has the most Grammys of all time, and then Taylor Swift, who's won Album of the Year the most, and then probably the other people that we're looking at who had the biggest years, and that's Sabrina Carpenter and Chappell Roan, were like all over your radio. So women are just dominating the Grammys this year, and some of the biggest names against each other. Usually, they're not facing off against each other, and that's how they win all of them, but now they're all released an album in the same year. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game.
So let's take some predictions on who we think will win these Grammys, the Grammy Awards for the big categories, and then we'll reflect on Monday and see how we did. Let's start with Record of the Year. For me, I'll go first. Record of the Year was the song that was streamed the most across the globe on Spotify, and that was Birds of a Feather from Billie Eilish.
Said the same thing. That's my prediction as well.
Really? So you said Record of the Year? Just so everyone knows the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year, because it's confusing for people. Record of the Year goes to the recording artist. So this is the song they think is the biggest. And so I was going back and forth between Not Like Us, because I felt like it was so popular. But I felt like this song globally just connected with so many people, and Birds of the Feather is going to win. Kevin, who do you have winning Record of the Year?
Record of the Year, I think it's Queen B. I think it's Beyonce and Texas Hold'em. This ain't Texas.
Ain't no hold'em. See, I felt like this was big for a little bit. Like, I feel like Birds of a Feather was bigger for a longer amount of time than this song was. It's just like a summer thing.
That she just took on a whole new genre. She doesn't do country music, and she just killed it.
I do think it's an interesting Record of the Year. I don't necessarily know if they lean country, but Beyonce leans country, soul, and rhythmic, and it's kind of this interesting category. AB, who did you have winning Record of the Year?
I feel like for Beyonce, they keep not giving her the awards she deserves, so that's why I didn't choose her. I chose Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
I do think that was huge.
Yeah. I would love to see her win this.
I know.
And I also chose this because
really?
I feel like this song put her really on the map as far as the public eye goes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's I would be surprised if Texas Hold'em won, because they don't reward her. I think it's between Espresso, Not Like Us, and Birds of the Feather. So it's interesting that we all picked that. For Song of the Year, it goes to the songwriting category. So these are the people who pen the song. So a lot of times the lyrics matter. And it's interesting that I'm going to kick it off with Kevin's favorite song, but it's Not Like Us from Kendrick Lamar.
They not like us.
I agree. That's why I chose too. The writing on this song.
Of course you did.
No, the writing on this song is awesome.
It won a rap beef. You've got to give it to Kendrick Lamar. I don't know if they're actually going to give it to a rap song, but it literally Mike dropped a rap beef. So I got to go Not Like Us, and that's Kevin's favorite song. So hell yeah.
Okay, I feel like for this category, I kind of pulled a Brett and pulled like something that nobody thinks is going to happen. And I hope this happens for this artist, because they're brand new and they worked really hard, and this song was huge.
A bar song.
I could see this winning Record of the Year, but Song of the Year, it seemed interesting for the writing. That was what's with some heart.
I've never gotten behind this song.
Yeah.
Really?
And the only reason I don't think this will get it for the writing is because he's borrowed a lot already from Tipsy. you know?
Yeah.
So maybe
interesting.
That's
interesting. Okay. AB?
I chose a song that I don't like, but I just think it's going to win, Fortnite. I don't love this song, but
I don't either.
It's Taylor, and I just think she's going to win.
She's going to win Album of the Year.
Well, we're going to do that next.
Okay.
Alex?
I also went bar song because, like Hannah said, I feel like Shaboozy didn't really get the credit like that he deserved, I think, for this song. Like, it was hot the entire year. I think, like, arguably this is maybe, like, the song of the year, you know?
All right.
Obviously, I think it's the song of the year.
Album of the year goes towards, like, the full body of work. And it has Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, and Taylor Swift, among others, who already just dominated. Again, Taylor Swift has won 4 Album of the Year, including last year. No one's ever done that before. That's history already. And Beyonce's won more Grammys than anyone else before, but it's never won Album of the Year. And I think Beyonce still never wins Album of the Year.
Yep.
I think it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I think she makes history. 5th Album of the Year, and it's Taylor Swift.
I'm with you. I think that she is, the Academy loves her.
And I think if she does it,
it's just her thing.
And if she does it, I think she passes the Beatles as the greatest artist of all time. That's what I think will happen.
Yep. I'm definitely thinking Tortured Poets Department takes that one home.
I'm thinking Short and Sweet. I think her
opening. Sabrina Carpenter?
Dude, if she won that,
I know.
That would be the most iconic thing.
I don't know if it's like wishful thinking, but I hope Sabrina
she had
wins.
The most hits.
She did.
She had the most hits.
Oh, my. I would be
playing more
crying.
Of her songs than we are Taylor on right. both their albums. So.
Yeah, but I think if I want to go home and not get killed, I'm going to go with Taylor Swift. Is going to win.
No one thinks Beyonce gets her first ever album of the year.
No.
We think it's a Sabrina Carpenter versus Taylor Swift matchup. Yeah.
Oh, no matter I hope what. It's Sabrina.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. The other one has surprised you. If Billie Eilish wins it, I wouldn't be surprised. That's the person I think.
Okay, we know like two songs out of her whole album.
I know, but they just love Billie.
Okay,
and I feel
well,
like
she can get record of the year.
If anyone's going to beat like Beyonce and Taylor, I think it'll be Billie, and I think that would be the person who surprises everyone.
Or they will give it to Kendrick because they're going to kick him off for the Super Bowl week.
God.
That's your Kevin's got it. Put in everything.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.